Welcome to Stop the Scroll, the B2B influencer marketing podcast. My name is Brianna Doe. My friends call me Brie. And in this podcast, we dig into how B2B marketers and brands can drive growth and build successful partnerships in influencer marketing. If you want to do influencer marketing well, you have to think long-term in order to build trust with your audience. So whether you're building your first influencer marketing program or looking to take your program or campaigns to the next level, pull out a pen and paper, get ready to take notes, and let's dive in.
Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Stop the Scroll. I'm so excited you're here, and I can't wait to dive in. For context, these next few episodes are going to be digging deep into everything that every brand and marketer should know about B2B influencer marketing. And with these first few episodes, they are a primer to set the stage for everything we're going to talk about. Everything we'll dive into, the ins and outs, good and bad, of influencer marketing. So I'm glad you're here. Today, we're going to chat about why influencer marketing in the first place. I think we all know, especially in this market, budgets are tight, especially for marketers, and paid advertising is a tried and true way to grow your business, whether it's on LinkedIn, Google Ads, TikTok, you name it. When it comes to B2B influencer marketing, a conversation that I've been having with a lot of marketers is their ability to get buy-in from their managers or to understand why influencer marketing is even the way to go. Why test something new and unfamiliar when they can go with paid advertising or organic content or whatever the case may be? And my short answer is that influencer marketing shouldn't take the place of other forms of marketing, other facets of marketing. It should be a part of your holistic marketing strategy. And there are so many reasons why. We have the stats, right? So 82% of consumers rely on opinions they find on social media. That stat was released by Meltwater in 2022. And that applies to influencers, friends they follow on social, their parents, family members, whatever the case may be. And also, on average, businesses generate $6.50 in revenue for every $1 invested in influencer marketing. So those numbers sound great. But if we really dig into it, what is that telling us? When you get on Instagram and you start scrolling, I don't know about you, but my feed is saturated with ads. And the engagement on them is low. If you really look at them, there aren't a lot of comments. There isn't a lot of engagement. If you go to your favorite content creator, your favorite influencer's page, and look at their last few posts, how's the engagement? At the end of the day, consumers, you, me, the people that we're marketing to or trying to target, they're sick of being marketed to. And they're sick of being saturated with ads day in and day out. And with influencer marketing, you're really able to get past that. You're able to speak directly to your target audience through the voice of a person they trust. And that subject matter expert, regardless of their niche or their category or their content, they have taken the time to build trust with their audience and to show that they're an expert in their space, that they're passionate about their space. And hopefully, they've also curated their content in a way so that when they do decide to promote a brand, their audience knows that they've done their research and they know they can trust their opinion. And one interesting thing about B2B influencer marketing, it's so new, right? We're seeing more and more of it, but brands are still trying to figure out how to do it. And I think the most obvious way that marketers think about influencer marketing is through sponsored posts. So how much money do I have to pay this influencer to promote my product in one post on one platform or in one newsletter edition one week, right? But the power of influencer marketing is that there really aren't that many rules, especially with B2B. So if you want to be successful at it and you want to think outside the box, think past just sponsored posts. Sponsored posts are a great way to build brand awareness, to drive some leads, to drive conversions, whatever the case may be, whatever you're optimizing your campaigns for. But if you think about an ad, statistically speaking, a consumer has to see an ad 7 to 13 times before they convert. It's the same thing with a sponsored post. The stats might be a little different, but for that influencer's target audience, that might be the first time they're hearing about your brand. So to expect instant conversions every time, especially when you take into account your price point and your average deal cycle, it might not be realistic. So how else can you partner with influencers? Sponsored posts, newsletter sponsorship, co-creation of content, events, webinars. Like I said, there really aren't any rules right now. So as you start engaging with influencers and figuring out what you want to do and what your goals are and what your budget is, start to get creative. Talk to your influencers, see what kind of content they like producing, see how they like partnering with brands, and just go from there. With that, that has been the first episode of Stop the Scroll. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you've learned a little something about influencer marketing. And as I mentioned at the beginning, we're going to spend the next few episodes digging into the ABCs of influencer marketing, why it matters, how to do it well, how to set up your first campaign, how to work with influencers and build strong long-term relationships. So I'm really excited to dive in. Can't wait for the next episode, and I'll see you there.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Stop the Scroll today. If this helped influence the way you think about your marketing campaigns going forward, please go ahead and leave us a 5-star review. And if you'd like more information like this delivered directly to your inbox, go ahead and check out briannadoe.com/podcast. See you next time.